This is Running on Sunshine. Thanks for joining us today as we talk about anything from runs down here in the South to nutrition. Now let's pop the hops on sunshine and get this pod started. Hey everybody, it's Meg again, and this week, guess who's back? It's Stephanie!
Hooray! Happy to be here again!
Yay, I'm so excited you're here. This week we're talking COVID. We're talking a lot of different COVID things, kind of a hot topic. Less hot topic.
I know. Like a hot topic that
nobody
would like
wants
to not
to have.
Be hot.
I know. So we're talking COVID in respect to virtual runs, and we're also going to talk a little bit of recovery and coming back to running after COVID. But you want to pop that top?
Heck yeah.
Well, she already did.
I was going to say,
spoiler.
Imagine me doing that right now.
We were worried about how it would go.
Yeah, I am not that skilled. So tonight, or today, whatever time, we are listening. We are drinking Pumpkinhead by Shipyard, which is brewed in Portland, Maine. And I think I'm really excited about this.
This is one of my favorite beers.
Yeah, I've never had it, so.
I'm just going to tell you, last year I bought six packs of this before it went off the shelf.
Wow.
And like stocked my fridge. And then my in-laws came for Christmas, because I would drink like one a month to like, I was my plan to like space it out. And my sister-in-law and my mother and father-in-law came and they cleaned it out. I had one left after they left.
That is so sad.
It was popular though. I'm glad they enjoyed it. Like everybody really liked it.
Yeah, so. It makes me, when I see this, I'm like, ooh, fall is coming.
Yeah. Yes. Fall.
Yay.
And I'm basic, so I'm going to live this pumpkin life. I'm going to take your mic from you.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, wait, what? Let me pour. Pours really well. Trying to make it even.
So I've started stocking up on this already this year, but I'm so excited that you get to enjoy it with me tonight. Okay.
Yes. Let's cheers. Thank you for sharing.
Cheers. Cheers. Wait, you have to smell it first.
Oh.
I really want you to enjoy this.
I smell the pumpkin.
Yeah. It's so good.
Yes.
Right?
This is good.
It's like a pumpkin pie in your
it
mouth.
It is. That was my first thought.
Mm-hmm.
I love pumpkin pie.
How do they get the flavor so good? I don't understand.
I don't know.
And it's consistent.
I want more.
Right? Mm. Oh, man. Okay, so in fairness, I will say that I have had some people, like my brother, I think, said it tastes like a pumpkin air freshener to him.
Oh.
But I think it's delicious.
I'm like, that's not very nice.
If you like a PSL, this is going to be your jam.
This is good.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we're going to set those down. We're going to chat COVID. So I think we should probably start with talking about the virtual run aspect of it. So the one great thing that came out of COVID is that we were able to still continue running, right?
Right.
And there are a lot of people who are still really uncomfortable with in-person races. And so if you are uncomfortable with in-person races and you need a goal, virtual running is your go-to right now.
Absolutely.
I think that there are a lot of companies like Disney, for instance, who have upped their ante for virtual races mm-hmm. and really kind of changed things up and made it exciting. You know who I'm surprised didn't do a virtual race, or maybe they did and I was unaware, is Universal.
You're right. I didn't see anything. Because I definitely saw a Disney.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder.
Yeah. Did you participate in any of the virtual races?
Not for Disney, but I did during the heat of the pandemic
mm-hmm.
Participate in a number of virtual races. I never thought it was my thing, but I didn't because I wasn't really into running prior to COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Every now and then I would do a 5K, but with COVID and the extra time on my hands and no gym available, I had luckily just purchased a treadmill
mm-hmm.
that came with a one-year membership to iFit. And
I don't even know what iFit is.
I would say it's similar in concept to the Peloton.
Okay.
Where it connects with your machine
mm-hmm.
and you can take classes, live classes, pre-recorded. And what I liked is you got to a lot of the training runs, and they also have it for your bike and things like that. We're all over the world, so I felt like I was still able to travel because at least what I was viewing on the screen was a different somewhere else. And so it was kind of neat, but they had live virtual runs.
Oh, cool.
And they were free with your membership, and you'd get a medal, a finisher medal mailed to you after. And that was really motivating. It was really neat, even though in a time that everyone had to stay home virtually, at the same time everyone was doing something together. Mm-hmm. And you could comment. I'm sure Peloton is very similar, but you could comment motivational thoughts. Mm-hmm. And cheering on people. It was neat.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I actually, even though things have opened up again, I still do the iFit virtual runs every now and then.
That's really cool. So you did some virtuals during COVID. Which ones did you do?
I did in Gainesville, they had a Miles for Meridian virtual run, which was benefiting a nonprofit that I worked at the uh-huh. time. So of course I did it. And that it was a 5K. And that was actually my best time so far.
Oh, wow. That's yeah. awesome. That's yeah. amazing.
And then I did another one. It was really interesting. It was, I'm not even sure what company it was with. It was like monsters were chasing you.
Oh.
It was very strange.
That sounds so fun.
Yeah, it was really fun. It was based off of your step count on your phone, and the faster you move, the faster you avoided being attacked by the monsters.
That's so
fun. And you got a shirt and a medal at the end.
Yeah. So I did the Boston Marathon virtual because in mm-hmm. my mind I was like, I'm never going to get into Boston.
Yeah.
So I might as well just snag this while I can. And then I did, in support of a friend, I did Marine Corps Marathon.
Oh, nice.
And it was like a march from hell in the middle of freaking, it was hot and awful and it rained the whole time. So. But, you know, so those were my two virtual. It is hard for me to buy into virtual runs.
Yeah, it all goes back to I'd rather do it in person because I'd rather be around people and the excitement that brings and mm-hmm. the motivation. But I guess when you have so much time on your hands, why not?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if I had my choice, I would prefer to always do an in-person race. Mm-hmm. I get that some people are more comfortable with virtuals. I have a client friend who she'll only do virtuals because she feels self-conscious about her capabilities and how fast she can finish, and mm-hmm. she's a little bit older. So I respect it. I respect the decision to do virtuals in lieu of in-person. Personally, for me, I want the excitement. I want the build up and the people.
Yeah, and the nervous, you know, the nervous Nelly feeling you have. And
yeah.
I love all that.
So you've been back to some in-person races since
I have.
Then. Oh, wait, before we move on to that, let me tell you about one other race that a friend of mine's friend put together in the town where we live. Mm-hmm. Is he organized, it was almost like a point-to-point scavenger hunt using your phone.
Fun.
It was so fun. It came to, I think, 20 miles for the day, and it was all through downtown, uh-huh. and you had to use your phone and the GPS and run from spot to spot to figure out where the checkpoints were, and, like, your phone would check you into it, and then it would ding, and you could move on to the next one.
That's cool.
And everybody was spaced out because you weren't running together. Everyone mm-hmm. was going to different checkpoints trying to get all the checkpoints checked.
Uh-huh.
It was super, it was honestly, COVID or no COVID, I would do that again.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
So much fun.
Huh.
So anyways, sorry, I digress. Okay, back to, we're now back to in-person running.
Yes, thank goodness.
Thank goodness. How have you felt being back? Have you felt safe? Have you felt uncomfortable? Tell us the tale, Steph.
Well, I know with my first run, I was a little nervous because it was just the unknown since, you know, I was lucky enough to have not gotten COVID. I was thinking, oh gosh, I know I'm going to be close to people, even though we'll be outdoors. Is this safe? And then I just reminded myself, just do what you feel comfortable with. So if that meant starting more towards the back where there's less people, mm-hmm. that's fine. And it all worked out perfectly. You know, they had hand sanitizing stuff throughout the course. And yeah, I felt fine. After the first mile in, I was like, okay, I'm comfortable. I can keep going.
Yeah.
And ever since that first run, I've done a few runs and haven't had any concerns or issues along the way. I think race directors have really figured out how to deliver a safe run.
Mm-hmm.
I know the first one I did, that all of the treats that you received after, in some runs, they just put out everything in you and nothing's covered because that was never an issue before. For instance, the watermelon run that they do in town every year, you just grab the watermelon and go. But this first run I did, everything was prepackaged and you just take and walk away.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very comfortable.
Yeah. My first run back was 2021 in Mount Dora, at the Mount Dora half, which is, if you've never done it before, a super fun run. Everybody is having a great time. It's super party, lots of hills for Florida. It was
horrible.
Yeah, it was an intense, and it was hot that day too. I'll tell you a story later that's not appropriate to share with everybody. Sorry, everybody. Spoiler.
Sounds good.
it's not, just mostly embarrassing for me. Surprise, surprise. But yeah, I got in the corral without my mask on, and I've been so meticulous about masking still even to this day. And I know most people are not masking now, but I am like a nutter. And so, I was freaking out, and I kept saying to Julie, who's one of my good friends that I was there with, I was like, are you sure it's okay? This is okay. We're okay. We're good, right? And she was like, do you want us to move like to the back or the side? I was like, no, we're okay. I'm okay. You're okay. We're okay.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, you're right. After the first mile or so, I was pretty relaxed. Every once in a while, someone would be like right in front of me, and I could feel them like, or hear them exhaling. And I was like, how do I dodge this breath behind?
I remember when we did the Disney Marathon in the beginning of this year, you know, most people weren't wearing masks anymore. And my friend Marie and I, since we started more towards the back, we had our masks on, and we were one of the only ones. And I thought, well, if this is the way I get COVID, at least it's a good story. So we did wear our masks probably the first 2 miles. And then it spaced out enough where I felt fine.
Mm-hmm. I wore my masks for Disney in the corral, and then I took them off once we started running, and I was able to move off to the side.
Mm-hmm.
I have to tell you, I really enjoyed wearing a mask at Disney this year because I got 4 different masks to match all 4 of my costumes.
Oh gosh.
Shocker.
Of course.
So I had themed masks, and like some of them, like I was Celia from Monsters, Inc. And so I found one that was like part of her face to go with my costume. So it really pulled it together. I was like, oh my God, could I wear a mask every year? Because this was great.
Why am I not surprised?
So that was pretty
great. We had boring. Ours was just a black mask. Mm-hmm. Not very exciting.
Not exciting. You didn't theme your masks?
I did not. I was just happy to have made it in time to the start.
Oh, that would be stressful.
So early.
Yeah. So since then, I've done a bunch of different races. I'm kind of trying to calm down, attempting to. We'll get there. Whatever.
Yeah. Everyone arrives at their own time.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's all good.
Oh, sorry, guys. I need a sip of water. So that's kind of going on with that. And you have not had COVID yet.
Thankfully, so far, no. I even got some blood work done for an annual physical, and they checked, and amazingly, even with Mike working at a hospital, we never got it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I've now had COVID twice, so which is funny because I am so crazy about mask wearing.
It is. I don't understand how it happened. I mean, I understand due to science, but it's amazing that you ended up getting it again.
I know. Well, the first time I got it, we were talking earlier, was early March of 2020, and I was coming back from a trip from San Diego, and we really didn't know what was going on yet.
Mm-hmm.
like we really were like, oh, there's like 2 cases in California.
This isn't going to affect the U.S.
Cut to there actually being a lot of cases in California. So that one was really scary. I was worried I wasn't going to make it through the night at one point. That was pre-vaccines. So the second time I had it, I was sick and miserable, but I was vaccinated and boosted. I work in a respiratory industry, and so helping people breathe better is kind of my all-day job. But even for me, it was really hard to get back to running post-COVID. And even working with what I work with all day long, where I help people's lung expand and work through long COVID, it was still very difficult for me to come back from COVID after COVID. So for me, I would say my advice to people, if that's something that they're doing, is to just take it slow.
Right.
Slow is so important.
Yeah.
And even if it's just literally walking around your house to start with, then just do that.
Yeah, that's what, so I follow, since I'm pretty involved with this iFit group, they have a Facebook page, and people, comment on all sorts of things and ask questions about how to get back into running post-COVID. And that's what everyone says, is just take your time. It's going to take time. Mm-hmm. And don't overdo it.
Yeah.
Because you want to heal.
Right. Yeah. And the most important thing is to get your lung expansion back. Mm-hmm. So, and that just, and build up endurance again, but you'll get back. So I had my second bout of COVID a couple months ago, and I feel like I am fully back now good. To where I was pre-COVID.
That's
so
good.
That makes me really happy. Again, I have resources on a weekly basis yes. that a lot of people
so envious.
Are not exposed to. But even that being said, I think that's a very normal progression for people. I think I was on track with everyone else as far mm-hmm. as that goes. Mm-hmm. But it was frustrating because here I've just come off of like Ville to Ville where I'm running in the mountains with reduced, you know, oxygen compared right. to Florida.
Yes.
And I'm crushing it. And then I come back and I get sick and it's like such a frustrating. I didn't get sick. Well, at Ville to Ville, I got sick after. But it's such a frustrating thing to be at your basically peak physical performance
right.
and then get knocked down.
Peg. Yeah. And I recently struggled with a stomach virus that I actually was convinced was COVID.
I was shocked that was not COVID. Everything
yeah.
you were telling me. Yeah.
And, you know, I tested twice, still not COVID. But going back to or attempting to get back into running after a couple of weeks of really not being able to eat, mm-hmm. not really being able to do much, it is tough. And I had to remind myself that it took time to get to where I was. It's going to take time again.
Mm-hmm. And listening to your body.
Yeah, for
because
sure.
Because I'm a pusher. I like to just push through. I'm not sure about you. But
oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And it frustrates me when I can't do something and I'll just work harder to get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just not, that's not something you want to do with something like this because you can really mess yourself up long
yeah.
term.
Yeah. And you want to be able to do this for a long time. Mm-hmm. So listen to your body now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Well, if you feel like, if you're listening and you feel like there's a pointer or something that you experienced that really helped you move along other than just pacing yourself, being kind, being gentle, breathing in steam
yes.
as much as possible, visiting salt rooms if you have one
near
you.
I'm like, I know a place.
And if you haven't done dry salt therapy, obviously we recommend it. It
yes.
helps open up lung expansion. And it's great for helping with running. All that good stuff in long COVID. But if you have or can think of something that we missed, please let us know. We'd
yeah.
love to hear about it because, I mean, obviously we want to help spread information when it comes to making people feel better and run better all the
yeah.
time.
And these sorts of tips can be applied to not just post-COVID, but mm. post just your regular cold that I remember from just a couple years ago.
Yeah. What?
I miss those.
What is this cold that you speak of?
Yeah. So not too long ago, Mike, again, he had a cold. Well, what we found out was a cold. We were convinced that he had COVID.
Everything's
no,
COVID.
No, it was just actually a cold.
Wow.
Yeah.
But that must have been really dramatic because man cold
is
worse than regular cold.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. It is a big deal.
Yeah. Sorry. The man flu. No
Love
joke.
Love you. Yeah. Different world.
But thanks for popping back in again, Steph, and
yes,
talking with
thanks
us.
Thanks for having me.
I appreciate it. It's always so much fun. And thank you guys for listening, and we'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks again for joining the show today, guys. Make sure you leave a review for us on this podcast and follow us on Facebook at Running on Sunshine. Also, if you feel like we've said anything in error, please reach out and let us know. Have a great day.